great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, May the 4th, 2018. We have at the top of the Drudge Report the fact that it has now been leaked, of course, by unnamed anonymous sources, as usual. But it has been leaked that Roger Stone is the center of the Mueller investigation. That's what NBC is telling us. And so we're going to have Roger Stone on with us in the third hour. We're also going to have Alex Newman of The New American on with us in the second hour. We're going to talk about Marx's birthday tomorrow. And we're not just going to talk about the preparations there and the fact that the communist president, who has now made himself president for life, who has now consolidated control, and who is now working very hard to reestablish the soul of China. Yeah, that's what an American who went to China to work with Mao, to help him starve the people by the tens of millions with using communism as a mask, as a gaslight to these people. He's saying they have to recapture their soul. And so we're going to talk about what is the soul of Marxism? What is the soul of socialism? It goes back to this dead man who rules us from the grave, Karl Marx. I'm going to talk to Alex Newman about the Communist Manifesto. We're going to get to the bottom of what all this hubbub is about. But we also have some examples of communism in practice. Of course, in Venezuela, they now have an inflation rate of nearly 18,000%. It quadrupled from just a month ago. As a matter of fact, it's already had an inflation rate so far this year. Just the first 4 months has exceeded what the economist had predicted it would be for the entire year. And we're going to talk about what their solutions to that are. It looks amazingly like Bernie Sanders' solutions for the public. Oh, yeah, or the Federal Reserve. There's always this combination of the socialists and the central bankers. Let's print more money and let's give people a minimum wage increase. So we're going to talk about what's going on there as well. But also, we're going to talk about the can of worms that seem to have been opened up by what Rudy Giuliani said on the Sean Hannity show a couple of days ago. It is now, people are saying, is this making things better or worse? So we're going to take a look at that. And of course, Drudge tweeted out what President Trump had to say back in the late 90s. I think it was 1998, in an interview he had with Chris Matthews. And he said, Bill Clinton made a big mistake. He should have just shut up. He should have pled the fifth. It was a big mistake to go in and talk about that stuff, which, interestingly enough, is exactly what Lionel said yesterday when I interviewed him. He said, look, the Fifth Amendment is there to make the – it's not there to say, well, I'm guilty, I don't want to talk about this. No, it's there to make the prosecution do their job. You are innocent until proven guilty. And when you're in an adversarial situation like that, you shouldn't have to do the prosecution's job for them. But it's more than that. We're going to have some clips from Tucker Carlson and Alan Dershowitz. The good thing about this is that some people have awakened to the police state that we're now living under. And as Alan Dershowitz said, what is the matter with the left? This blind faith in government. We've always seen that from the conservatives, but now we're seeing that from the liberals because it suits their political agenda. And the reality, folks, is that when it's our guy that we love, that we trust, we don't really worry about the systems of checks and balances that are there in the law in due process. Isn't that a shame? That kind of partisan blindness that affects both the left and the right. Now is the time for all of us to transcend this partisanship and to look at what, take a clear-eyed look at what our government has become. You know, I always used to say, for all the liberals who are excusing the authoritarian things that Barack Obama was doing, I said, just remember, one day, you liberals who are applauding all this stuff, who aren't concerned about this, one day it's going to be a conservative who is in charge of the deep state. Well, he's not in charge of the deep state. The deep state is at war with him, which shows us something very, very important. And we're going to take a look at some new questions that have surfaced about the Vegas shooting from the body camera footage that has been released by the Las Vegas Police Department. It just keeps contradicting their narrative. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about some more questions that have come out of the Las Vegas shooting as body camera footage has been released. So we're going to play some of that interesting footage. It seems like the more, every time you have the Las Vegas Police Department come out and make a statement, they contradict what they previously said. So we're not going to offer you any solutions as to what exactly happened there. We're just going to take a look at this new evidence, let you draw your own conclusions. We're also going to take a look at the lies and the deep state spies, is the way I like to put this. We're going to take a look at what the news media did yesterday in terms of talking about Cohen. And the distinction between pen registers and actually listening to somebody's phone conversation, that's an important thing to understand that, you know, you can rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, but the deep state is still taking us into a police state. And that's what Alan Dershowitz and Tucker Carlson have both talked about. I'm going to have clips from both of them to just show you how bad this has become and to show you how the left, as Alan Dershowitz is wringing his hands, it's like, you know, you guys think that I've left you. No, you've left me. I've always been skeptical of government. I've always said, and he quotes the founders, you know, Madison, who said, you know, if men were angels, we wouldn't need government. But they aren't angels, so we got to watch out what the government is doing. He says you get humans that are in the position of prosecutors and judges and police officers and you name it, CIA heads and so forth. They are individuals and they have to be monitored, but the left just doesn't. And you'll see when I play this clip, the people on MSNBC is saying, shame on you for giving them a pass. And the guy comes back and defends it. Well, if you're going to criticize the government, we're done. I mean, that's what the left has turned into. They've turned into total authoritarian status, which is where they belong, quite frankly, because they have, it's, to me, it was always an odd thing that they would push back against the government, because it's always the left that is pushing for the government to control everything about our lives. They see the government as being the instrument of solution. And that is something that goes back to Karl Marx, whose birthday, his 200th birthday, is coming up tomorrow. It's a shame, quite frankly, that he was ever born. This is a dead man who still rules us from the grave. You know, there's a few of those around. He is one of the key dead men ruling us from the grave. We're going to have Alex Newman of The New American joining us in the second hour. And we're going to talk about the Communist Manifesto. I've got a couple of things to say about it right here in just a second. And we're also going to have Roger Stone joining us because at the top of the Drudge Report, it now says that Stone is at the center of all these Mueller investigations. Well, we'll see about that. That's based on unnamed sources coming out of NBC, who was telling us yesterday that Cohen was being watched and wiretapped by the federal government, and that they had captured phone conversations from President Trump. Then they had to walk that back. So we'll talk about all that coming up, as well as immigration, as well as the first casualty of war, which is, of course, truth. Some very interesting things continue to come out. And the lies about the supposed gas attack in the UK, the Skripal spy gas attack that was sold to us by Theresa May and Nikki Haley, and also the same women and individuals and governments selling us the lie about the gas attack in Syria. So we've got some information coming up about that. But first of all, as Bloomberg points out, who is picking up the tab for the Karl Marx birthday bash that's happening in Germany tomorrow? Well, that would be communist China. And in their article, they say people in Trier, which is part of the capitalist West Germany after World War II, have long been ashamed about Marx, said city spokesman Michael Schmitz, who has played host to Chinese state television and six reporters from state-run Xinhua news agency. He said, we're aware of the fact that this is part of a larger Marx revival in China. This is very important for us to understand, because in the context of what is happening, I find it remarkable that Russia has been chosen as the boogeyman when only about 30% of Russians identify as communists. 70% of them don't like communism. They lived under it for 70 years. And you can say, well, you know, Putin was part of the secret police there and the Communist Party and so forth. Nevertheless, the grassroots people in Russia don't like communism. It is China where the president is embracing this and promoting it and using it to try to maintain control. And then the other part of this that I find interesting is that the banking system, which for the most part doesn't have much control in China, but has a great in Russia, but has a great deal of control in China, that banking system screams bloody murder. If you talk about equalizing tariffs between the United States and China, which in some cases are a 10-to-1 advantage for China over the United States. You do that, and it's a trade war. We can't have a trade war. And the Goldman Sachs guy, Cohen, that Trump put in as chief economic advisor, lost that debate with Peter Navarro and resigned. However, when we talk about sanctions against Russia, where we would prohibit everything, not just equalizing tariffs, but you can't buy it or you're going to have criminal sanctions applied against you. You're going to have your bank account taken. Oh, well, that's good. That's good to take everything. Not to equalize the tariffs with China, but if you take everything from the Russians, that's a good thing. See, it's China where communism is. And you can see it in the other aspects, the aggressiveness, the expansionism of China, but also the internationalism. Remember that the Russian communists, the Marxists, you know, that used to be in charge, it was always the International. That was their theme song, right? Always about world government. Say that the Marxists were globalists before we called them globalists. They were simply communists who wanted to rule the world. And it was the bankers who sent Vladimir Lenin on a sealed train from Switzerland, German central banker, sent him on a sealed train from Switzerland to Russia to start the Russian Revolution. Why? Why? Because they want global control. They want to erase the borders. It was always the communists who wanted to erase the borders. Now we call them globalists, but the agenda is essentially the same. And you can see this in the dichotomy, how China is never a concern, economically or otherwise. And yet they are the ones who are the most aggressive. Look at what they're doing in the South China Sea, creating these islands right off the coast of the Philippines, where we have a large military presence. They're fortifying them with defensive missiles, shooting lasers into the eyes of American pilots to try to blind them. And they have had some effect in that. And then a Chinese rapper said, we will make Americans call us daddy. Folks, they are not looking for parity. They are looking for domination. And they are the beta test site for the biometric total surveillance state that is being rolled out globally. But it's already happened in China. Everything from the social media credit system, where they can purge you, started out the Great Firewall of China, strong arming, although they didn't have to use too much pressure on Apple and Facebook and others to enact censorship. All of these structures have been done in China. And if you want to know what life under the globalism looks like, just take a look at China. That's going to be our future as a slave labor or unemployed totally because they might have mechanical slaves. But going back to this celebration that is coming up and the part of the larger revival of Marx in China, Bloomberg says with celebrations starting today, Friday, in Beijing, China is making the bicentennial of Karl Marx part of a drive to reinvigorate its communist heritage and underpin its growing global clout, because those two things are one and the same. Festivities include an official tribute at the Great Hall of the People and a documentary series by China's state broadcaster entitled Marx is Right. Not even was right. Marx is right. He's still right. In Trier, in Germany, where he was born, visitors can marvel at an art installation of 500 little Karl Marx gnome figures in two shades of red. while they sip a wine named Das Kapital for the occasion. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Yeah, we're looking at reflections of Karl Marx's life. This has become a massive revivalism of Marxism in China, as President Xi is trying to revive the spirit and the control over people's lives that Mao Zedong had. It had devolved from an individual to kind of a collective committee, and now he is taking that on as personal dictator in that area. And so this is very important for him to come back. This is why this is not academic, folks. This is where we live now and in the future. Karl Marx has long served as the excuse, as the PR man for dictators and bankers to enact a worldwide government. And it's going to be used that way again by President Xi. As they're pointing out, they have a big celebration. Of course, they're paying for a big statue there and other things. Chinese state television is all over this. For President Xi Jinping, says Bloomberg, the anniversary is an opportunity to push a serious goal to help him fill a vacuum left by decades of market reforms, modernization, and China's growth to become the world's second biggest economy. Folks, this was a rope-a-dope. It was a rope-a-dope done by the globalists, the communists, whatever you want to call them. And it is always the people who come in and try to set up a world government, and it is a rope-a-dope. Look, we're going to make things temporarily better, and then here comes the power control, the power structure. Marx is essentially a marketer for tyranny. But then we got a quote from an American journalist, Sidney Rittenberg. He joined Mao in the revolution, and he served for years as his translator. So I guess he knows the English to the Chinese to English word for starvation. See, these useful idiots, these propagandists. One of the movies that I absolutely despise, I couldn't sit through the entire thing. I had to leave. I don't typically do that. If I pay money for a movie, I usually sit through it. But it was Warren Beatty's Reds, also about an American journalist who went to the communist revolution in Russia. And it was nothing but a worship service for communism. And it's like, are you serious? At this time, after decades of seeing what communism has done in Russia and in China, you're going to have a worship service for this? And as I pointed out, 70% of the people in Russia don't like communism. As a matter of fact, the majority of them want to get rid of Lenin that they've kept on display in Red Square after he died. They've kept him there kind of mummified. So most of them don't really like that. But that's not what's happening in China. And China is a bigger threat to us, I believe. They said Xi is depending on restoring the theoretical soul of the Chinese people, says this American journalist who was with Mao. They built a better life and they made money, but they lost their soul. And I think Xi is trying to restore that, President Xi. And so I look at this and I say, is that really the soul of the Chinese people? This culture that has been around for thousands of years, that was far more advanced than European culture at one point in time, their soul comes from a 200-year-old German philosopher? That's the soul of China now? What a pack of lies these people sell us. She is pushing sweeping changes in China's political system, says Bloomberg. Also in the military, yeah, setting up military bases, expanding things rapidly, which is what Chinese communists always do, always dominating, always pushing. And also in the education sector. And we've seen massive pushbacks in Hong Kong as people showed up to protest. These are people who have had a legacy of freedom, and they are not going quietly into the domination of President Xi's communist Marxist revival there. And as they're pushing blind obedience to government and to the Communist Party through the educational system there in Hong Kong, people took to the streets by the thousands. That isn't happening here in America, quite frankly. They don't really care that much about that. He has said the party leads everything, and he is promoting Marxism as a plank of foreign policy, especially in places like Vietnam and Laos. And he is going to present this, he says, as more of a process for solving problems than as a prescription for class struggle. Look, the central thesis of the Communist Manifesto is that the history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggle. That is what they do. Now, the reason he's pulling back from class struggle is because he doesn't want a revolution. He just wants domination. He wants an excuse, a justification for his dictatorship. So he wants to pull back against the idea of class struggle. Let me tell you something. There is a big class difference in China. Big difference between the way he lives and the way the average Chinese people live that I saw when I was there. And finally, I want to get this last quote here from the associate dean of a new institute for Xi Jinping thought. See, they've created an institute for what he thinks. Why? Because he is the worshipped leader. This is where this always devolves to. And this is also the reason why communism must always purge all religion. Communism is a jealous god, and all these communist dictators do not want to have any other god before them. I mean, it's whether it's Christianity or it's Falun Gong, they are suspicious and fearful of anybody that doesn't revere the central leader as God. I find it very, very concerning, the attitudes that President Xi is taking. But this guy who is at the new Institute for Xi Jinping Thought at Beijing's Renmin University, said that we want to show our appreciation for a great German philosopher, but Germans are not so proud of Marx, he said. They're more proud of Goethe. Well, you know what? The Chinese are making a Faustian bargain with Marx, who is really the devil's servant. But is it just the Chinese? Take a look at what is happening here in America. The Communist Manifesto is the third most popular book in college. And in terms of economics, it is the most assigned book in economics in colleges. Think about that if your kids are in college. They said that it's Wealth of Nations done by Adam Smith, which really kind of puts the American perspective on things. Well, that's way down on the list, assigned less than half as often as Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. And then Marx appears just below it with Das Kapital, his critique of capitalism. They're not reading Hayek, they're not reading Mises, they're not even reading John Maynard Keynes, who has been kind of the court jester for the Federal Reserve and that kind of economics system. But you know, they really ought to read Hayek in Venezuela. He wrote a book called The Fatal Conceit, The Errors of Socialism. And The Fatal Conceit, the central part of it, was the failure of central planning. And we can see how this works. We can see Marxism in action today in Venezuela. As I pointed out at the top of the hour, 18,000% inflation through April. They had predicted, the IMF had predicted that for a little bit less than that for the entire year. And they're already ahead of that. They must be Keynesian economists there. But the key thing about it is that you look at the fact that, and I'll talk about this when we come back, the monetary ideas here. And just briefly, I want to tell you how their solutions to fix their 18,000% inflation is the same as our own socialist Bernie Sanders. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And then we're going to talk about questions in Las Vegas.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold-press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5 year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today. Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In Texas, it's David Knight.
Yeah, the people keep on dying. We had over 100 million people. Now, that's a conservative estimate. I think it was probably that many just in China alone. Over 100 million people killed by communism. And the president of China is pushing for a Marxist revival. He's already revived his authoritarian centralized control in China. But let's take a look at it in action in Venezuela. Because the rapid increase in China hasn't been done by communism. Communism starved people by the tens of millions in China. But now, according to an American journalist, they're going to recover the soul of the Chinese people. The soul that really came from a German philosopher 200 years ago. Now, that's not when he wrote it, but that's when he was born. That's what they're celebrating. But so what is happening in Venezuela? How is Venezuela manifesting Marxism? Well, it is central planning. As the economist Hayek said, it is the fatal conceit of central planning. And they have an 18,000% inflation rate there. And to give you an example, what does this look like in real life? They said 2.2 pounds of meat today, 2.25 pounds of meat, is about 2 million bolivars. In other words, $2.35. The monthly salary of a surgeon, stood at less than 6 million bolivars. So in other words, 2.25 pounds of meat is $2.35. But a surgeon makes $7.05 for the entire month. $7.05 for the entire month. So what is the solution from Bernie Sanders? Or, in this particular case, Nicolas Maduro? Well, let's raise the minimum wage. They're not fighting for 15 there, folks. They're fighting for $3 a month there, because the minimum wage is just 2.5 million bolivars, about $3 a month. That's their minimum wage. So they're going to fight for three per month, not per hour, not $15 per hour, three per month. See, socialists like Bernie Sanders and President Xi have been getting a free ride from the market economy, even when you just give them a little bit of a taste of a market economy. And of course, I understand that there's been massive slave labor in China. How do you square that up with Marx's Communist Manifesto? I mean, aren't the working conditions in China equivalent to what we saw during the Industrial Revolution in England, which gave rise to his reactionary theory? Maybe worse. I don't know the people in England were jumping off the tops of buildings and committing suicide like they are in Chinese factories. So maybe he's given them a worst oppression, and he has profited off of this. And, you know, what President Xi really is he is the expression, the ultimate expression of the privileged bourgeoisie that Marx used to talk about. And yet he is gaslighting everybody, he and the bankers who set up this system of oppression, telling everybody from each according to his ability to each according to his need, we're all going to have everything in common. No, you're going to have poverty and oppression in common, and they're going to get the cream of this. But just like Bernie Sanders, they're going to solve this problem by raising the minimum wage in Venezuela. Now, forget about the fact, the absolute numbers and how absurd it is that they're going to be able to make $3 a month as a minimum wage. As the Miami Herald points out, the hike in the minimum wage of doubling all salaries in Venezuela is going to create nothing but more hyperinflation. And then besides the socialist leader, Maduro, who is offering the same kind of socialist solutions as Bernie Sanders. You know, everybody gets free health care. Everybody gets a job. Everybody gets a raise on the minimum wage. Well, what is that going to do? As the Miami Herald correctly points out, the salary increase ordered by Maduro will simply put more bolivars into the hands of consumers who will rush out to buy the few products available in stores and will thereby drive prices even higher, even faster. So his Bernie Sanders socialist solution is going to be pouring fire on it. And who's going to supply the paper money to burn in that fire? Well, that will be their central bank, because they're printing more and more of the Venezuelan currency to cover what? A monumental government budget deficit. One of the key drivers of the country's inflation. Sounds like here, doesn't it? Sounds like our Federal Reserve. We have been able to escape this type of thing simply because we have engineered the petrodollar and made ourselves the world's reserve currency. That has isolated us from the kind of insanity that is going on in Washington, which in and of its nature is no different than what is going on in Venezuela. The massive spending deficits without any control whatsoever. And we just had President Trump say, let's just forget the spending cap altogether. Let's just forget it. Let's just print more money. Do a quantitative easing. You know, kind of like that Brinks truck that flipped over on the side of the road and all the money started flying out. That's what quantitative easing looks like. It's just that kind of, let's just throw paper all over the place. Except that it's not happening to the extent that those people who picked up the money on the highway, the currency hasn't been devalued to the extent they can't buy a lot with that. But the central bank in Venezuela has devalued the currency. So their solution is, let's do quantitative easing and let's do minimum wage increase. Because they got into this situation because they offered free stuff to everybody, and the only thing that it cost them was all of their freedom and their dignity. And that's the Faustian bargain of Marx. Yeah, they ought to go back and read Goethe, learn a little bit about human nature. And so then when we moved to Facebook, guess what? The headline from Zero Hedge is, irony defined. Eric Holder's firm has been enlisted by Facebook to investigate bias against conservatives. It's not irony, folks. It's hypocrisy. See, irony is when something like that happens unintentionally. It's like, oh, who knew? The guy who weaponized the IRS against conservatives. Look at this. He wound up as the head of Facebook. What a funny, ironic coincidence. That was unintentional and unplanned. No, this is hypocrisy. It is intentional. It is deliberate. It is deceptive by Facebook. I don't know who they think they're deceiving, though. I start calling these platforms socialist media platforms. They're not social media platforms. They use the same types of control structures that the socialist governments use, telling everybody, oh, we got to shut you down because you're bullying people. Anyway, now we have Facebook also offering their dating service, as San Francisco Gate put out and Drudge put up on the Drudge Report. Perfect takedown of it. Now you can get the Facebook dating service where you can meet a catfisher, an advertiser, or a scammer of your dreams. Yes, it is another faceplant by Facebook. And as one of the privacy commentators, Justin Brookman, director of privacy and technology policy, an advocacy group said, Facebook already knows a lot about you that you tell it. And it collects a lot of information about you beyond what you tell it. And now we're going to add a whole new bucket of really sensitive stuff because you're going to throw stuff in there for part of your dating service. Yeah. Tell me more about yourself. I need to know a little bit about you for our files. I'd like to help you learn to help yourself. I'd like to help you learn to get a date. And the other face plant from social media came with Twitter. You've probably seen this if you have a Twitter account. They're telling everybody, oh, by the way, you know, we told you we're going to protect your privacy. They can't even protect your password. And this is something that we say, whether it's Equifax, a credit agency, whether it is banks, whether it is the federal government itself losing the personnel files of millions of government employees, or the NSA getting hacked and the CIA getting hacked and their manuals and their documents going out. Nobody and nothing you put on the internet is safe. And so on Twitter, guess what? They had a bug. You know, most hacking is just going around looking for where somebody made a bug, had a bug, and they didn't catch it. This is also what's so dangerous about self-driving cars. But due to a bug, instead of hashing the passwords and keeping them encrypted, they put them out in the open so that any Twitter employee or any hacker could take a look at these. You know, over the last couple of months, I've seen John McAfee say, hey, Twitter, somebody hacked my account. Oh, no, we couldn't do that. Now we know how they did it. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Vegas.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to take a look at some new evidence that was released out of the Las Vegas shooting by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. They have released body camera footage, quite a bit of this, 3 hours of this. And I started watching some of this stuff, and you know, I've got a lot of different topics that I have to cover every day. I didn't have time to go through this, but we had IntelliHub, Shepard Ambulus of IntelliHub did the research, and he found something very interesting and some of this footage, and we're going to show that to you and play that for you in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have several products, as a matter of fact, on sale. We still have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That is going to be ending pretty soon. That is 25% off. So is Bod Ease, and so is Brain Force Plus. All those are 25% off. We have DNA Force Plus is 50% off, and we have Super Male Vitality, 50% off by itself, or you can get it in combination with Alpha Power for 50% off the both of those. And also we have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. You get a 3-month supply of that, and you get a free Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter. That's a really big water filter. That's what we use for my family at home. That's about a $200 value. You can get that for free if you get a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. Take a look at those specials and other products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It is necessary to keep us on air and to keep us free and independent, as they do all kinds of things in terms of censoring our reports, censoring your ability to share our reports, and trying to prevent us from getting advertisers. So we go directly to you, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's take a look at what came out of Vegas. As I said, it's about 3 hours of footage. There's a lot of people just standing around, waiting quite a bit. They don't want to breach this area. They've got shields, they've got body armor, they've got helmets. They're afraid they're going to get shot, and with good reason. There's been a lot of shooting taking place. And the first officer to enter the suite, Levi Hancock, did not activate his body camera, so the public won't ever see those first few seconds inside the room. And yet, as we look through this, what really was interesting that was identified by IntelliHub was the fact, and I'll tell you what this is, and then we'll play the clip for you so you can hear it. It's a little bit hard to hear. You'll have to kind of focus on it. But as they point out, they said, strangely, officers in the video can be heard contradicting the official narrative. We do not have a broken window, says one of the officers. They only give the first name. He's named Corey. He clearly states after making entry into the room. He says, stand by, we got curtains open on a window that is not broken. Another voice can be heard saying. And then one officer makes it clear, says, it's not. In other words, broken. Corey, it's not broken. Okay? Additionally, another officer makes a rather odd statement, which alludes to the fact that the shooter had merely set something up by the window. He said, there's another gun, over here by the window that he was setting up with. Now, as IntelliHub said, the police department there in Vegas and the FBI have got some splaining to do. You know, I remember when Ricky would say that to Lucy. Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Yeah, they got some more splaining to do. And every time they talk to us, they got more splaining to do. They also say that there were 1,013 high-powered weapons found in the room. Isn't that interesting? Why did he need that many, and why didn't he use that many? And why is this window not broken? Here is the clip. This window is not broken.
Is it? Okay. They had security down at the elevator banks as well. You got it?
All right, we're going to leave it at that. If you want to watch that clip and take a look at it, of course, you can see that as part of the video that will be clipped out on Real News with David Knight. And IntelliHub has pointed out other troubling aspects of this. Here's one of them that they talked about back in January the 19th. They said the final two shots from Stephen Paddock's handgun contradict the official narrative of a suicide. He points out that you can hear two single gunshots heard at 3 minutes 25 seconds and 3 minutes 36 seconds. In other words, 11 seconds apart, two shots fired in the video that they put out. And those come 38 seconds after the last fully automatic volley of gunfire. Now, he asks, IntelliHub asks, if Stephen Paddock truly was a shooter, as authorities claim, and committed suicide by a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the mouth, then who fired the second shot from the handgun? Why would you have those two shots? Now, they came back. Sheriff Lombardo, remember, he admitted that one of his officers had accidentally discharged a weapon in the room. So they're claiming that the officer fired one shot, but two shots can be heard in the video that comes from the bus stop. And he says they both sound like they were fired from the same weapon, not from two different weapons. And then the other question of this is, if this is an accidental shooting, then why did this take place only 11 seconds after the suicidal shot? And why would they be in there just 49 seconds after the automatic fire had ended? I mean, you look at these videos from the body camera. It goes on a very, very long time before they go into that room. They're standing there preparing, doing a lot of stuff before they ever broach that room. They are not rushing headlong into that room to shut that thing down. And so it doesn't seem reasonable to me whether you listen to the sound of it or you look at the timing of it. It doesn't sound to me like those two shots that the sheriff's department, one of them was an accidental discharge there. And then, as he points out, why would he also have shot himself in the lower chest and then again in the mouth. See what they're telling us? Two shots, but only one of them was Stephen Paddock. One of them was an accidental discharge. Like I said, it doesn't make any sense in terms of the timing, but then they say, well, there was two shots, and there was a shot in the chest and then a shot in the mouth, and they were 11 seconds apart. Kind of sounds like the narrative that we got from Gary Webb when he was exposing the crack cocaine epidemic that was started by the Reagan administration as part of Iran-Contra. And as he exposed that and they came back to him, first they discredited him. They used the LA Times to discredit Gary Webb. Everybody had been giving him awards and saying, oh, this is great. And then they went on a personal assassination of his character. And then as he was vindicated and was coming back in terms of his credibility and so forth, people looked at it and says, yeah, you know, what he said was absolutely real, and it is real. It is real. They really did do the crack cocaine epidemic so they could supply weapons to Iran, the Reagan administration. And Wild Bill Casey, Wild Bill Casey of the CIA and the OSS. Anyway, he was concerned. He said there were people stalking him, kind of like we heard from other journalists who have been shot. Michael Hastings, for example. Yeah, there's people all around my car. I'm afraid to go anywhere and so forth. And then strange things happen to him. Well, we were told that Gary Webb shot himself in the head twice. And then they came back and said, well, no, we didn't mean twice or whatever. Said it was a suicide. He shot himself twice in the head. But Paddock, you know, what if one of these gunshots that we heard there was the accidental discharge in the room? Then was it the sheriff that shot him there, the sheriff deputy? No. He shot in the chest and he is shot in the head. And as IntelliHub points out, it almost sounds like the typical double tap, the method that you use to assassinate or to do a hit job on somebody. One in the chest and one in the head. And then they updated it a day later after he did this article. The Las Vegas Police Department preliminary report said that only one shot was extended from the revolver, despite the fact that two shots can clearly be heard in the bus stop video. So they come back and say, well, you know those two shots that you're... What we have here, folks, as we see this stuff, this is the Zapruder film for the Las Vegas shooting. Their own body camera footage, footage taken out of the bus stop and so forth. There's a, you know, there's going to be multiple Zapruder films coming out of this Las Vegas shooting. I don't know what happened there. You can come up with your own theories. I mean, IntelliHub's done a lot of research with this, a lot of detail. Congrats to him for going through that hours of very slow tape and finding that interesting admission about, hey, this window is not broken. You know, I always wondered about that because it looked like they were cleanly broken out. Was there any glass on the ground? I don't know.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But We're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
We've had our first casualties in the coming war. And I'm talking about truth. Truth is always the first casualty in war, isn't it? As we look at the lies and the false flag justifications for military action, for getting us deeper, a more deeper involvement in the quagmire of Syria, that has been the lies that have been told to us by Nikki Haley, by Theresa May, that is gradually starting to unravel. I've talked about many different aspects of this, and there are so many different aspects to the lies surrounding, first of all, the alleged nerve gas poisoning of Skripal and his daughter. If you look at their symptoms, the symptoms do not match up with Novichok, which is 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas. No, the symptoms of that would have been death, as we saw when Kim Jong-un poisoned his brother with nerve gas. No, the symptoms that we saw there were consistent with what was actually found when they, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons actually sent samples to the Swiss lab to analyze it. One of only, I think, about 5 in the world that are authorized by the OPCW. And they said, we found BZ. And the symptoms that they had were consistent with BZ, which is not. Can be used as a chemical weapon, but it is a class 2. They have 3 classes of chemical weapons. Class 1 has no use other than as a weapon. Class 2 is toxic chemicals that can be used as a weapon, but they also have industrial uses as well. And BZ is one of those. BZ is not manufactured by the Russians. It is manufactured in the UK and America, many Western countries, because of the industrial use. But the symptoms that they were exhibiting there, the confusion, almost like an opioid-type symptom, that was consistent with BZ poisoning. They did also find Novichok, but they found it in a pure state, they said. There was no degradation of it, even though it had been weeks since this had happened. Almost looked like it had been planted there at the last minute by somebody. But now we have something else that has dropped. We have information that Novichok, you know, we're told, oh, it is only produced by the Russians. And we said, well, according to the OPCW, it hasn't been produced by the Russians for quite some time. And it was mainly produced 25 years ago at the end of the Soviet Union. They went in and you had Western powers coming in and saying, we've got to shut down the, get a hold of nuclear stuff so we don't have suitcase nukes. Remember that? But they also did it with chemical weapons. And at that time, you had them paying off these corrupt officials who were in charge, these oligarchs who were had connections with organized crime. They were very worried that they were going to sell this stuff at any price to any terrorist organization. And so they were coming in and getting it. So it could have gone to terrorist organizations. It could have gone to Western powers and so forth. But according to the OPCW, they had shut it down. But then we were also told, well, nobody can create that. They had the Russian scientist who said he'd create it. He said, well, we actually put the formula out there. Anybody could do it. And it had been created by Porton Down, which is the UK chemical lab that's just 7 miles down the road from where they found the spy and his daughter. But now the check aspect, checkmate, I would say. In March, Russian diplomats said the Czech Republic was one of the most probable countries from which Novichok could have come. They also put out a list that included Slovakia, Sweden, and the United Kingdom itself. Czech authorities at the time said absolutely not. They denied this. They even summoned the Russian ambassador over the issue to berate him for saying, you can't say that we have Novichok. That's an absolute lie. Well, now you have the president of the Czech Republic, President Miloš Zeman, told state media, he said, one has to conclude that our country has produced and tested Novichok, even though it was produced only in small quantities and then destroyed. But it would be hypocritical to pretend it is not so. He said, there is no need to lie. There is no need to lie. It will always be exposed. Where did the lies come from? Well, you know, when they first said that, you had the prime minister of Czechoslovakia, Andrej Babiš, who was the one who berated the Russians for this. He called them in, and that began an investigation. And then the Czech president, Zeman, said, we looked at this, and no, actually we were doing it. At the time, they said the Russians have crossed all boundaries. That is a lie. No, the lie was what they told people.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, I said at the top of the hour, we've had our first casualty in the coming Mideast wars. The casualty is the truth. And this happened, I think it's interesting as we see the lies of Nikki Haley and Theresa May unraveling. The lies that we took action on. You know, this shooting missiles into Syria again on more unsubstantiated, uninvestigated claims of a gas attack. And it happened almost a year to the day after Mattis had come on and we'd said in April of 2017, it was actually April the 17th, 2017, Defense Secretary Mattis came on and said at that time with the missiles that we launched at an air base, he said, there's absolutely, we don't know for sure, but there's absolutely no question in my mind. We haven't done an investigation. There's no question in my mind. So we launched these missiles. Then the beginning of the year in January, he said, now those alleged attacks of gas in Syria, 2013, 2017 didn't happen. And then on April the 13th, 2018, they did exactly the same thing again, shooting missiles in for an alleged gas attack that now we're learning did not happen because we've now had investigators go there and expose what happened there. But what they had to do in the meantime, it was so much of a Groundhog Day scenario that they had to have something new, a nice little twist. And so they created this other false flag in the UK about the spy who was poisoned. And as I said at the top of the hour, when this came out and the narrative, I remember hearing all the mainstream media reading as if they're reading from a script. Well, only Russia did this. So that means that either they lost control of this, which they're still responsible for, or it is actually the Russians who did it. And that was not true. The Russians said that it could have been the Czech Republic, it could have been Slovakia, Sweden, or the UK. And at the time, the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, said the Russians crossed all boundaries when they said the Novichok agent could have come from the Czech Republic. That is a lie, and they called the Russian ambassador in. And now we have had, that came out yesterday, we've had the president of the Czech Republic say, no, actually, we were the ones who were lying. Said, yeah, we actually did have that. Because what they did was they started an investigation. So the prime minister of the Czech Republic, I don't know what the relationship is with the prime minister and the president. I don't know if they're different parties or what the deal is. But the prime minister comes out and calls the Russian ambassador in for that lie, and then they do an investigation, and then President Milos Zeman says, one has to conclude our country did produce and test Novichok, even though it was produced only in small quantities and then destroyed. It would be hypocritical to pretend that it is not so. There is no need to lie. Wouldn't that be nice if we had political leaders who didn't feel like they needed to lie that they didn't need to continually change their story on everything, whether it's policy or their personal life, if they could just tell the truth, if they could just be candid, if they could stop all of this overclassification and concealment from the American public, if they could be clear about what their policies are and stick to it and defend those policies instead of throwing those policies under the bus, wouldn't that be nice? If they could just stop the lying, it's in their nature. And Rob Slane, who has done a great job in terms of coming out, here's 50 questions we need to ask about this supposed poisoning in the UK. Rob Slane on Zero Hedge again says, the two biggest newspapers in the former Soviet Union were Pravda and Izvestia. Pravda meant the truth. Izvestia meant news. And he said they had a saying in Russia because they didn't believe their media any more than we believe our mainstream media. They said, there is no truth in Pravda, and there is no news in Izvestia. And he says, so what does this look like today in the West? We have rules for reporting on global affairs. Number one, you repeat the government line unquestioningly. Unquestioningly. I've called Jake Tapper out on that, and he blocked me for that. I said, hey, you know, you reported that Sam Hyde is the shooter in the Texas church shooting. You know that's a spoof, don't you? Oh, we got that from a government authority. I said, you always just quote unquestioningly whatever any government official tells you. That's the hallmark of CNN, to do that with the Democrats. And, of course, Fox News does that with the Republicans. That's how they maintain their access to those politicians, get them on their show. Whatever they tell them. Oh, yeah, I'll just say that. So, number one, you repeat the government line without question. Number two, if the government line is questioned by someone else, you accuse them of being Kremlin trolls, of useful idiots, or just robots or bots. And number three, if the persistent questioning will not go away and the government line is seemingly contradictory, full of holes, you know, kind of like the Vegas stuff that we just talked about in the last hour, you bury the issue completely and you start posing deep questions like, what will Meghan wear? Is there a gender pay gap in midwifery? Or how much sugar is really bad for you? He said the Skripal case and the Duma supposed case are exactly like that. Even the State Department doesn't believe the White Helmets anymore. Look at this report from RT. The U.S. is freezing funding for the White Helmets. And Obama's former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Powers, is not happy with that. Neither is Obama's former ambassador to Russia happy with that. He is Michael McFaul, and he tweeted out, I've donated to the White Helmets in the past, and I will continue to do so. Samantha Power, Obama's ambassador to the UN, said, this is beyond belief that the State Department would stop sending money to the White Helmets. This is beyond belief and must be fixed immediately. The White Helmets are volunteers who have heroically and selflessly saved tens of thousands of lives. But as RT points out, a Mideast political writer and commentator, Marwa Osman, looked at it differently. She said, suddenly, the White Helmets are no longer a necessity for the State Department to fund, a need for the Syrian people who are gassed by Assad the animal. Assad the animal? Of course, the funding will stop because the White Helmets are Al-Qaeda terrorists, and they were sent on green buses to Idlib and Jarablus. And, of course, that's exactly what the reporters who went there to try to do an honest job, they said, oh, we want to talk to the White Helmets. Oh, they're gone. Oh, that's right. They went to the next rebel stronghold. So what has happened is the State Department said that that support for the White Helmets is under active review, according to a report from CBS News. And this would mean a significant blow for the group, reports RT, as the money accounts for about one-third of the White Helmets' overall funding. See, we told you that. We told you they were heavily funded by the U.S. State Department, by the U.K., by the same people who were trying to put them out as some kind of independent arbiters of what happened there. Now, the question then becomes, when did our government know the truth, and why did they use this lie? See, that's the problem I have. A lot of you people will say, well, it's the Trump administration playing 4D chess. And I would say to you that when you say that the end justifies the means, that you can lie to people, that you can commit crimes, because in the end, it's a good thing. I say that you have lost your way. I said that is not only a reprehensible tactic, but it also undermines everything that you want to do. You can see it very easily in the mainstream media. People who will not ask the tough questions, who will not point out the truth. Why? Because they want to maintain access to the politicians. And they tell themselves, well, if I only maintain access to the politicians, or if I only tell the public, you know, my audience likes this politician over here, so I don't want to offend my audience by telling them the truth, because then that would cut me off. Well, maybe it will. But you know what? If you lie to people, there isn't any point in having a voice in the media. That's the real problem with all of this. That's the real casualty of war and appeasement and of playing this kind of end justifies the means. When did the State Department know that the white helmets were Al-Qaeda? When did they know that these moderate rebels were Al-Qaeda and ISIS? When did they learn that they were giving weapons to Al-Qaeda and ISIS? How long has this been going on? What else are they lying to you about? All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Alex Newman of The New American. We're going to talk about the Communist Manifesto. It lives, folks. I'm sorry to say it lives, but we're going to deconstruct it, and we're going to pull back the curtain on how it's being used to control you in the modern world. Stay with us.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler's stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great But the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Alex Newman. He is an international journalist, educator, author. He currently writes for The New American, and I wanted to get him on because we're going to talk a little bit about I said earlier in the program, Karl Marx's 200th birthday is tomorrow. He rules us from the grave, but quite frankly, it is the Communist Manifesto that is ruling us from the grave. It is the most widely required reading in economics and colleges in the United States. Think about that. And the big celebrations that are happening at his birthplace in West Germany, where the people there have been quite ashamed of Karl Marx. I wonder why that would be. Well, maybe it's because they were part of a massive experiment where for decades you had one people that were the same in terms of their culture, their language, their aptitude. You know, we control in experiments. We control for nature versus environment, you know, nature versus nurture, whatever. We had the same people in the same country, cut in half, both in East and West Germany and in North and South Korea. What did we find in those two experiments? Why are we still recommending Marxism to people? Haven't we seen that it's a failure there and in Venezuela, as I pointed out? But, of course, Alex is also somebody who has been teaching advanced economics. So great to have him on to talk about the economics aspects of this. This is, if you don't pay any attention to politics, to economics, to history, all of those things pay attention to you folks. And they have a way of coming back around. If you want to know why you've got all these college kids who love Bernie Sanders and are out and marching in the streets with hammers and sickles and black masks over their heads, chanting that they have to destroy the system, you want to stick around because we're going to tell you where this all comes from, the Communist Manifesto. I'm guessing, Alex, that you don't have required reading except maybe to deconstruct it of the Communist Manifesto because you're teaching economics to people on something called the Freedom Project. And you're basing this on Judeo-Christian values, which is what he tried to destroy as he was putting out the Communist Manifesto. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Thank you so much for having me, David. It's a pleasure to be with you again. And you're right. I do not require that my students read the Communist Manifesto. We do spend some time talking about communism and Karl Marx, for the purpose of them understanding it. But I don't teach it so much as an economic idea because it's really not. You know, it's often portrayed as an ideology or maybe as an alternative to free markets, you know, an alternative economic system. But it's really not. At its core, it is the whole ideology is really just a cover story for a group of criminals who wanted to murder and enslave and pillage and really genocide people.
Exactly. So it's a cover story.
It's a cover.
That's why President Xi is reviving this. He's reviving a cover story. He wants to downplay the class struggle aspect of this because he wants to maintain his control over this system. So he doesn't want any kind of revolution. But he's using it as a cover story because he is consolidating power to himself and he's setting up in universities departments that are looking at his thoughts just as if he were Chairman Mao.
That's right. And, you know, we see this in communist regimes everywhere. Cuba, I think, is a good example of this, that, you know, even in the former Eastern Europe, the elites never really, you know, the communist elites never really believed in communism, right? I mean, these people need to be understood as ruthless, vicious gangsters and mass murderers who happen to enslave, a rather large population. But yes, you know, they promote this as if it were a credible ideology, a credible way of thinking. They force the population to participate. So really, nobody believes in this stuff, right? The slaves don't believe in this stuff. The masters don't believe in this stuff. It just makes for a convenient cover story to make the society operate more harmoniously. But, you know, other than a few useful idiots on American college campuses, really nobody believes in Marxism per se. Again, it's just a convenient excuse.
Yeah, and I want to get to the useful idiots on college campuses, because I don't think it's a few. I think it's quite a few of them, and how they're echoing this, the spirit and channeling the spirit of Karl Marx. But when you said it's a way for gangsters and criminals to control the people, I think that explains why you continually go back and see an alliance between big banks, central bankers, and these communist dictators, like we did from the very beginning of the Russian Revolution, where they gave Lenin $10 million. The German central banker bank gave him $10 million, put him on a SEAL train to go start the Russian Revolution and, Vladimir Lenin. And they have the central bankers and the bankers, they have a globalist, internationalist perspective on this. And so, as I was saying in the first hour, when we talk about globalism, that's really, we used to always just say, well, it's communism that's doing that. But that's basically, you know, they have a banker Wall Street face on this same type of philosophy, because it is a useful thing for criminals and gangsters to control other people.
Oh my goodness. You're absolutely right, David. And there's so much evidence of this. You know, anybody who doubts what you just said needs to go do some reading. I would start with Anthony Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. You'll read about exactly what you just described. The mega bankers on Wall Street financed Trotsky, financed Lenin to go take over and enslave the people of Russia, overthrow the Tsar and all the rest of it. And the same thing is true everywhere you look. Take communist China, for example. We had Western globalists were crucial in overthrowing our ally Chiang Kai-shek by betraying him, stabbing him in the back, putting the communists in power. You had David Rockefeller go over there in 1973. He came back to the United States, wrote in the New York Times an op-ed piece there, an opinion piece, and he said the social experiment under Chairman Mao is the most important and the most successful in human history. Now, think of the evil here. I mean, this so-called social experiment took the lives of somewhere between 60 to 100 million innocent people. I mean, what kind of barbarian could call that a successful, the most successful socialist experiment or social experiment in human history? Same thing in Cuba. Same thing everywhere where these gangsters took over. And all along, the U.S. government, elements of the U.S. government were arming these people, training these people, building factories for them. You know, even during World War II, the mass murdering butcher Joseph Stalin became Uncle Joe, right? He was our ally.
That's right.
So we built warplane factories for him. We built tank factories for him. Communism is essentially, it needs to be understood as a tool of very wicked forces on this planet to enslave humanity.
And the journalists went out of their way to not look at what Stalin was doing to people inside of his own country, just as they went out of their way to not look at the Cultural Revolution of Mao that resulted in the starvation of tens of millions of people. As a matter of fact, one of the people quoted in this Bloomberg article I was talking about earlier was an American journalist, just like we had, I think it was John Reed, I think his first name was John, but Reed, that Warren Beatty did this worshipful movie about, who became a useful idiot for the Russian Revolution. You had this guy, Sidney Rittenberg, who was still alive, and he was a translator for Mao. And he was saying that, you know, they made a lot of money, but they lost their soul. And now the Chinese people are going to get back their soul, because now they're rediscovering Karl Marx. It's just absolutely amazing to think that this ancient civilization's soul was tied up in the rantings of an economic philosopher who has long since died and been disproven. But that is the soul of the communist people, as he's saying now.
Yeah, I mean, it's so crazy, the stuff these people will say. And, you know, there's a long tradition of this. I think two journalists deserve really special mention. You have Herbert Matthews, employee at the New York Slimes, also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He sold Castro to us as a freedom fighter. Then you have Walter Duranty in Ukraine, who covered up the Soviet genocide of 10 million Ukrainians. These people are scum, they're CFR, and they've been lying about communism and the evils perpetrated under its banner for 50, 60 years.
Absolutely right. We're going to take a look at how this looks on college campuses. It's amazing how they have lifted this out and how they have slightly tweaked it from economic division to racial division. We'll be right back with Alex Newman.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, I put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTru Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back, and I'm talking to Alex Newman. He writes for the NewAmerican.com and other outlets as well. Primarily, I think, at the New American is where I've seen him. But as we're going to break, we were talking about Alex's going down the list of all these journalists who have lied to us about Cuba, about the Soviet Union, about China and so forth, and the lies are still coming. We've got a lot of journalists, Alex, who are still doing this type of thing, because as I was pointing out earlier in the program, we look at things like the The difference in the way the Wall Street press reacts to Russian sanctions, where you're prohibited from buying any of these types of things, or Iranian sanctions, you know, you can't have oil, you can't buy the aluminum or whatever that they're proposing, versus a China tariff where they say, well, we're going to raise the price 10% tariff on aluminum to try to equalize things between us and China. The Wall Street press cries bloody murder, but if you're going to completely shut off the supply to these other products because of the other country. And when I look at this dichotomy and the way things operate, it's quite clear that China is the darling of the globalists. It's the darling of the banker system. I mean, Russia, I think that it's not that Russia is a good guy, but Russia is not part of the SWIFT system. Of the, you know, they've been cut out of that. They're not really tied in with the central bankers and the Bank for International Settlement and all that kind of stuff. And when you look at this long list of countries that Wesley Clark had, these are countries that, for the most part, were not involved in that, especially like Libya. They're setting up their own currency that's going to be gold-backed. They're going to try to get out of the petrodollar and the international banking system. That's when they come after you. That's when they see you as a threat.
Absolutely, David. And, you know, I'm so glad you talked about the role of China here. In fact, I've written very extensively on this, and unfortunately, very few people have noticed this trend. The so-called mainstream media, the fake news, is now trying to pretend like, oh, this is all Trump's fault, right? Now Trump has decided that we're going to play a little bit of hardball with the globalists, and so now that's why the communist Chinese are taking over. That's a complete and total hoax. The communist Chinese are taking over because the Western globalists wanted it that way. In fact, from the very beginning, as I mentioned, we stabbed our ally Chiang Kai-shek in the back, made sure that the Mao and his evil forces could take over that great country. And now we have people like George Soros openly coming out. I mean, he was getting the Globalist of the Year award in Canada. I kid you not. And he said China needs to own the new world order. He says China has a better functioning government than the United States. And that's what a lot of these globalists believe. Maurice Strong, another good example, billionaire, ripped off huge amounts of people, then fled to China to hide out from the law. So the globalists and the communist Chinese have an incestuous relationship. The communist Chinese really are taking over the architecture of global governance. I've documented it very extensively in The New American. And for people who want to know more about this, I mean, I think this is one of the most important topics of our time. I wrote a cover story some years ago called China Staking Claim in the New World Order. And what you'll see is that communist China is not only helping to drive the New World Order, it's serving as a model of the global regime, the global system that they want to set up, including, you know, this social credit, sesame credit, where they're going to rank everything you do and give you a score. Yes. We are heading toward global totalitarianism, and Beijing is helping to lead the way. And if we don't understand that, we really don't understand what's happening. There's the article right there on the screen. Thank you guys for pulling that up. It's so important that people understand this.
They are the beta test site for this high-tech tyranny that is being rolled out. Like you're talking about the social credit system, the fact that they have this massive biometric database of all their citizens. They can identify you by your face, by your walk, all these other traits that they have in their database. They can identify you in seconds. They're bragging about the fact that they're going to have surveillance cameras, not just in the urban areas, but in the rural areas and in people's homes within a couple of years. This is where the system of oppression is happening, and it is a global system of oppression through high technology in the hands of the government and a few people that is being beta tested and proven in China, and they're going to roll it out to all of us through the UN Agenda 2030, through the smart cities, through the 5G, through the self-driving cars, and on and on and on. They are putting all this stuff in place in China, and I find it very interesting, Alex, that when we look at the original Communist Manifesto, which is their PR campaign, their cover story for all of this tyranny, that it was based on the exploitation of the worker. Where have we seen ever in history greater exploitation of the workers? I said, even during the London, the British Industrial Revolution, they didn't have people jumping off of buildings committing suicide like they do in China. Or take a look at what's going on in Jeff Bezos' factories and the horrible conditions that he's got his workers that he's putting through.
You're so right, David. And, you know, the same is true in Vietnam also. You know, it's just basically massive plantations for slave labor. That's how they can, you know, outcompete American workers. Same thing in Cuba. The average Cuban slave makes about $10 a month. You know, you think you're poor working at McDonald's making minimum wage. Try an average day in the life of a Cuban. And, you know, I think one more thing that's really important to say about communism and Marx, and this was really, I mean, this revolutionized my understanding of Marxism and communism. There's a fantastic book out there by Richard Wurmbrand. Hildebrandt. He was a pastor in communist Romania. Obviously, communists don't like Christians. They, you know, they don't like any people who put their faith in God as opposed to the state. But in this
book, they're in like the Falun Gong. I mean, it's like I said before, they are jealous gods. You know, you're going to have President Xi as the god of China, and anybody that offers anything, whether it's Christian or whether it's Falun Gong, they are going to ruthlessly persecute those people.
That's right. And, you know, it makes sense when you understand where Marx was really coming from. So this book by Richard Wurmbrand, it's called Marx and Satan. In fact, it's been getting more and more popular. This guy actually wrote some amazing books, Tortured for Christ as well. But Marx and Satan, he goes through some of the poetry that Marx was writing. And, you know, we've been sold this bill of goods that Marx was an atheist. In fact, he was no such thing. If you read his poetry, he was angry at God. He hated God. And he knew that he was serving Satan. I mean, he made it absolutely clear. And that explains, I think, the hatred they have for humanity and for liberty and for life and for private property. You know, God said, thou shalt not steal. So they have to steal everything. And, you know, it really makes sense of how these people could become such hateful killing machines that they would go around the world and exterminate hundreds of millions of people for any pretext whatsoever. I mean, look at what they did in, you know, Cambodia. Look at what they did in Southeast Asia. You know, Pol Pot murdered almost half of the population of his country. How can you explain that? No rational person, even a normal atheist, could not do that. So something is very, very wicked here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let's talk a little bit about how it has taken root in the colleges. Because, and I think to pull this back, we have to look at this idea that is very prevalent in the United States that Hitler and Stalin are diametric opposites of each other. I mean, if we look at the Nolan chart that was created by one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, taking a left-right axis and saying, let's take a look at economic freedom, which is typically something that people that are characterized as being right understand. Something about civil liberty, which you could say, well, it was a left which has historically been interested in that, maybe not so much anymore. But anyway, you plot somebody on that and you rotate that axis by 45 degrees so it turns into a dime, and then you got your left and your right. And then at the top, you've got people who believe in liberty in both areas, libertarian. At the bottom, you got the authoritarians. And if you plot Stalin and Hitler, they're both down there at the same place because they didn't believe in any freedom on anything for anybody. Now, the difference with the two of them is really not so much because Hitler called himself a socialist. The Nazis were the national socialists. He said that he believed that Stalin had made a mistake by nationalizing the industries first. He said that's the last thing you want to do. So it was really kind of a difference in terms of the sequence in which they wanted to put in their control. But then the other thing that I think that is the essence of the misunderstanding with people is that because Hitler also used the lie of extreme nationalism and racism, and because Stalin was taking an internationalist view, which is what the communists typically have done with their banker allies, say, we want a global government. He wanted to get a global government, but he had to have, again, that core. That was the lie that he was telling people, the lies of racism and the way that he applied that in nationalism, so he could keep those industries, so he could keep those people together. That was going to be his way to take over the world. But then, you know, this class struggle that we look at with the communists, that was essentially economic, but now it has taken on a race aspect, that racial tone, and we're now coming up to a break. Sorry it took such a long time to introduce this, but it's important, I think, for people to question their perspectives and where they're looking at left, right, and whether Hitler is exactly the opposite of Stalin. We're going to talk now when we come back about what it looks like on the campuses and how they have taken an economic struggle, which is what Karl Marx put out there, and they have turned it into a racial struggle.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com, and we're going to talk in this upcoming segment about what the legacy of Marx's 200th anniversary is tomorrow. The Chinese government is rolling out the red carpet all across the country, sending a statue to the small German town that has been ashamed of him because they have seen what happened in East Germany versus what happened in West Germany. They know it's a lie. But it's a lie that is being used by the Chinese president, and it's a lie that is being used on college campuses today. It is the most widely mandated economic text, and I want to talk about the class struggle of Karl Marx as laid out in his Communist Manifesto and how the modern academics have changed that from an economic struggle to a racial struggle. Where did that come from? And how is this being applied? And what are the consequences for this with Alex Newman? Before we do, real quickly, take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWars Life store. We have DNA Force Plus as a new special, 50% off. And we have several specials that are about to expire. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Bod Ease, 25% off, and Brain Force Plus, 25% off. And we have Super Male Vitality at 50% off. You can get it in combo with Alpha Power, the two of those together for 50% off. So take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. All right, Alex, as I was talking about, you know, people look at Hitler and Stalin in America, they think that they're polar opposites. One of the reasons they think that is because Hitler was extreme nationalist. He was also using race as a means of control. You know, we have to eliminate the people who have been oppressing us. See, his class struggle was one of race. And I think Hitler has more in common with Antifa than Antifa realizes. And I think it goes back to Bill Ayers. And a lot of these people who were trying at the time he had the Weather Underground and so forth, they were trying to create a class struggle along the classical economic line, saying, look, the means of production and so forth that Karl Marx was talking about, that wasn't getting any traction here in America. So they turned it into, Bill Ayers and his associates invented what they called white skin privilege. And I think that they have found this racial division to be very, very easily exploited, just as Adolf Hitler's National Socialists found the racial division to be easily exploited.
Absolutely, David. And in fact, there's so much to this race issue that the Marxists and the Nazis share in common. You know, when I talk to my economic students about this, we look at Nazism, National Socialism, and Communism, you know, International Socialism out of Moscow, for example, as essentially two branches of the same poison seed. And this is absolutely clear. I mean, in fact, before World War II, they actually had a pact. Officially, they were neutral, but really they were allied. And if you look at Marx's writings, he very much was a racist who believed in the mass extermination of entire people groups as well. Applied Darwin's evolutionary theories, you know, this idea that man came from slime and whatever. He applied this also to civilizations. And so he viewed capitalism as the phase that comes before the revolution and communism. And he saw people groups across Europe that had not even reached the capitalist phase, the Scottish Highlanders, the Basques down in the Iberian Peninsula, for example, and said, man, those people are so primitive. They're like inferior. We should just exterminate them. We should wipe them off the map. So this racial quackery was really crucial to Marxism, to National Socialism, and on and on. Nowadays, you're right, they use it as a wedge, right? They want to divide people along racial lines. They believe, just like, you know, the Darwinist theory, that progress comes through clashes. So, you know, they believe that species evolved by killing each other and mass death. And they thought the same thing about civilizations. We need clashes. We need these fights and these class struggles and all the rest of it to move civilization along, you know, the progress of history. And so these are very dangerous ideas. We've seen that they result in mass murder almost everywhere they're tried. And unfortunately, you're right. This has infected our college campuses and many of the Marxist ideas. You know, if you go back and read the Communist Manifesto, and I encourage people to do that just because they need to see what these ideas are. You have, for example, the government should be educating all the children, right? This idea is now practically as American as apple pie. Progressive income tax, right? Strong central bank with a monopoly on currency and credit. So all these Marxist principles that were supposed to lead us to a communist utopia are now commonly accepted by, if not the majority, certainly many American people. And this is incredibly troubling, and we need to realize how far down we've gone on this road so we can turn back to liberty and freedom as our founders intended.
Yeah, and you know, when we go back and we look at the Communist Manifesto, he's saying things like the exploitation of one class by another. And of course, when he defined the classes, they were strictly economic, saying one class owns the means of production. And he only had two different classes. He had the bourgeois at the top and he had the proletariats at the bottom. There wasn't any gradation there. It was just this binary choice. They always offer you this false dichotomy. There wasn't any middle class. There wasn't any variation within the middle class. No, it's just the rich and the poor at the bottom. But then he talked about the fact that the members of the proletariat, the people at the bottom, have no way of appropriating that property. So they are powerless. How much does that sound like the race struggle that we see being put out there by the people like Bill Ayers talking about privilege of race and so forth? If you're not white, you have absolutely no way of succeeding. I mean, we saw all this stuff echoed in the comments just a couple of days ago when Kanye West was saying, you guys, you're talking about slavery. You have the mentality of a slave. You have a plantation mentality. And then they pushed back on it and said, oh yeah, we are the people who are pushing back on that. We're saying we really don't have any power because that's what they've been taught in college. They've been taught that they are part of a racial proletariat that has absolutely no power and can't get to the top. And that's what Kanye was pushing back on. He says, no, don't put yourself in that position. Just as these people who were useful idiots said, oh, I can't succeed in life economically, so I'm just going to overthrow everything and destroy it. Kanye was saying, you have the opportunity to have upward mobility and you need to use that and not have the mindset of a slave.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it is such a racist lie to say that, you know, oh, black people are oppressed and they can't do anything. You know, Hispanics are oppressed and they can't do anything. That is a communist lie, just like you said, to keep people down, to get them to turn against liberty and the foundations of our civilization. And it's very dangerous. You know, if this is followed to its logical conclusion, it will end in the destruction of our nation, the destruction of our liberty, the destruction of our churches and our families and everything that we hold dear. This is incredibly problematic. And, you know, you mentioned Bill Ayers. I want people to realize, you know, these are not just some fringe kooks who happened to be blowing up bombs 30, 40, 50 years ago. Barack Obama launched his political career in the living room of Bill Ayers. For those who don't know, Bill Ayers was the founder of a terrorist group sponsored, funded by the mass murdering regime in Cuba, which was itself, you know, a puppet of the regime in the Soviet Union, which, as we discussed, was itself a puppet of the global bankers. So
yeah, the Weather Underground.
Exactly. And so these terrorists have infiltrated positions of power all across our government. They've hijacked the schools of education in all our major universities, and they are teaching our children these lies in government schools all across America. So the future is not bright if we don't wake up to these things, put our foot down and say no.
And it's not just his influence on Obama. It was Bill Ayers' influence on education across the country, as you point out, especially at the colleges, because Bill Ayers realized that it was far more effective to bomb our children's minds than to bomb a building or two. And so that's what he did. He gave up that active terrorist campaign. And, of course, he surprisingly never went to jail for any of that stuff. But as we look at this and we look at the how it echoes and slightly changes what Karl Marx was doing, he was saying, look, you can't reform this. You can't change any of it. You have to destroy it. Going back to the Darwinian evolutionary standpoint of that. You have to destroy all property because private property is the problem. That is the thing that is oppressing you. So when they turn it from an economic standpoint to a racial standpoint, what does that say to us? It says that you've got to destroy that other race, which again takes us back to Hitler, that other socialist who said, we've got this other race over here. They're the ones who are holding you down. They must be destroyed, except that today it's turning into the white privilege. And those, so they've created this dichotomy of white and people of color, and the people of color have to destroy the white people. I think that's where this is headed. This is headed for a race war type of revolution where they want to destroy the culture and do that by destroying a race, just as we saw in Nazi Germany.
That's right. And if you want to see a, you know, a parallel to this, we're slightly more advanced stage. You can look at South Africa. I used to live in South Africa.
Going on now.
I have many friends in South Africa. Our government helped the communists take over. Now we know Nelson Mandela was a member of the Central Committee of the South African Communist Party, which was a tentacle of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. They took over and now they are working on stealing all the farms, stealing all the businesses, exterminating opposition. You know, and they're equal opportunity exterminators. I mean, they massacred thousands of blacks in the most barbaric ways imaginable because they opposed the communist revolution. You look at, for example, what they did to the Zulus who opposed the ANC takeover, and you realize these people are just filled with this profound hatred of humans, of people, of liberty, and it's basically everything that God has ordained in his word. They basically flip it on its head. So thou shalt not steal. We got to steal your property. You have a right to life. Thou shalt not kill. We got to kill massive numbers of people to bring about this revolution. And the hatred that's being stirred up now is leading us toward this kind of conflict that they hope will result in them seizing total power and enslaving humanity.
You're absolutely right. I think right now in South Africa, we can see the template, the beta test for the revolution that they hope will take place in America. And in China, we can see the system of oppression that is technological that will take its place. Thank you for joining us. Alex Newman, TheNewAmerican.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals, including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
You know, while we're talking about China, and while we're talking about Marxism, and while we're talking about the fatal flaw, the fatal conceit of central planning, take a look at what happens in China. And I want to compare this to what we're currently doing with our transportation here in the United States. Now, in China, they came up with this great idea. We're going to have bikes that people can share. And the Chinese government was going to invest a lot of money in bicycles. And now we can see aerial pictures of massive bike graveyards all over China. And this is something that is happening, is going to be happening, and it already, folks, is happening with not our two-wheel bicycles, but our four-wheel cars. There were pictures, and you can see the pictures. It was, I guess it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think we showed them. Pictures of the massive graveyards of Volkswagen diesels that are not allowed to be sold in the United States. Tens of thousands of them, maybe 100,000 vehicles that have been banned from being sold, and they're parked out in the deserts of America and so forth, because we have the central planners who have decided that they're going to outlaw internal combustion engines. But this is an example of the malinvestment of the central planners in China. As they point out on Zero Hedge, an aerial view of the rental bikes detained by the local urban administration authority in one area show that they've got several users a day. Some of them are inexperienced who swerve into traffic. They're damaged. They're vandalized. They're abandoned. Nobody values it if they don't own it. This is community property that nobody takes care of. That's one of the other flaws of socialism. And so they have tens of thousands of them crammed up and discarded, these blue logo bikes that they have all over the country. Many, many pictures of that. And when we look at what is happening in America with the embargo of these diesel automobiles, but I think also when we look at malinvestment, we can't ignore what's going on with Tesla. And again, every time I talk about Tesla, a lot of people say, oh, I love these cars. They're great. It's like, fine, go buy one with your money, not with mine. I don't want to have to subsidize your purchases. If you can afford to buy a six-figure car, good for you. I'm not going to criticize it. I'm not going to tell you what cars to buy. The government, however, will tell you what cars to buy. And the government will tell me that I have to subsidize the cars that you choose to buy. That's what I don't like about Tesla. Now, he's got a massive burn rate on his cash. And he is crashing and burning on that. And then just a couple of days ago, I wanted to get into this, but I didn't have time. So in this short segment, we'll talk about it. He wiped off anywhere between, actually the U.S. papers talked about it being $2 billion that he wiped out overnight. Another one said it was $4 billion that they wiped off of their market cap. Why? Because as people started to ask him economic questions about his Model 3 and when he's going to get it made and other issues about it, he came on and said, in response to a money manager from a money management firm, Bernstein's senior analyst, who questioned the profitability of the upcoming Tesla 3, Musk said, excuse me, next, boring, bonehead questions are not cool, next. Then an analyst from RBC Capital posed a question about the Model 3. Musk reportedly paused for 15 seconds. 15 seconds. And then added, these questions are so dry, they're killing me. And he cut these people off. And so then what he did was he actually cut off his access to being able to continue to fund his operation because he needs that equity funding in the stock markets, in the bond markets, especially in light of the problems that he's had with self-driving cars and so forth. But that, all of that is beside the point. I mean, normally I would be cheering for the guy who starts up an automobile company, but not when he's going to do it with the malinvestment, with the government holding a gun to my head and telling me that I have to give him money. If you look at the net worth of Donald Trump, President Trump, he said that his net worth was $6 billion. Do you realize that as of 2 years ago, Elon Musk, according to the LA Times and his various companies, had gotten $4 billion in subsidy from the federal government, nearly as much as the entire net worth of Donald Trump? That is why I'm not in his corner cheering for this, and that's why the government should not be picking winners and losers, whether you're talking about shutting down the coal industry or subsidizing Solyndra or electric car companies.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, at the top of Drudge, we have an article saying that Roger Stone is now going to be the focus on Mueller. So we're going to have Roger Stone on to talk about this. But I want to talk about what Tucker Carlson and Alan Dershowitz, comments that they made in the last 24 hours, comments that I've been making for a very long time. We've been talking about it here at InfoWars, the fact that we have a surveillance state that is very interested in interesting people. As a matter of fact, let's play that clip first. Let's play the Michael Hayden clip that I've been talking about for a couple of years. He goes to Washington Lee University, the law school students there, and he says, this is why we are surveilling people. Here is Michael Hayden, a former head of the CIA and the NSA, explaining why we have this surveillance state. Here's the context.
This is not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear. Okay, NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people. People.
Yeah, isn't that funny? They listen to not bad people. They're not interested in catching crooks and terrorists like they tell us. You know, we had the foreign intelligence surveillance thing because that was going to look at foreigners in foreign countries, not even foreigners in America. They still had to get a search warrant, theoretically. But it was to look at foreigners who are bad people in foreign countries. And how have they used it? Oh, they're looking at interesting people. Folks, this is a coup by the deep state, by the intelligence services. If you give that kind of unchecked power to people, you will turn them into monsters. And I hope that is the thing that we all take away from this, regardless of what happens with all this. Now, yesterday we had the news come out from NBC News saying it's not clear how long this monitoring of phone calls has been going on, that the feds have monitored President Trump's phone calls with Michael Cohen, and then they had to walk it back. They had to say, well, we reported there was a wiretap. Remember when they came after Trump and mocked him endlessly for saying, wiretap, wiretap, they don't do wiretaps anymore. Everything's wireless. Remember when they said that? And then they come out and say, well, you did a wiretap. To imply that you're listening to the person, because that's the historical thing. You know, I mean, you could still, some people still say, hey, I'm going to dial you up on the phone or whatever. We haven't had dials on phones for decades. Nevertheless, a wiretap would imply that they're listening, and that's what they said. They said, but three U.S. officials, this is NBC correcting itself, three senior U.S. officials now dispute the saying that the monitoring of Cohen's phones was limited to a log of calls known as a pen register, not a wiretap, where investigators can actually listen to calls, that they didn't actually record the contents of the conversation. And this is one of the things that Michael Hayden has been out there saying, and James Clapper, oh, we're not monitoring and listening to your calls. We're just looking at your metadata. That's the equivalent to the pen register, going back to the days of wired phones with dials on them and so forth. You had the, and that takes us back to where the FISA court is. I really cringe when I hear conservative commentators say, well, we got into this mess because of 9/11. No, we got into this mess because we have the institutions of the CIA and the NSA. We got into this mess back in the 1960s, when we had wires and when we had pen registers and when they were listening to American citizens. And the Supreme Court said, sure, you can do that. And so we had the Church Committee hearing looking at the CIA. We had in the Senate, and then we had the Pike Committee hearing in the House where they were looking at the NSA. And by the way, when the NSA went in there, Congressman Pike said, I'd like to see your charter. We've seen it for the CIA. And he says, I'm not going to show that to you. We were created by an executive order by President Truman. I'm not going to even show you my charter. Shut up. NSA is no such agency. And that's the way that people used to joke about it. Well into the 1980s. I remember working with a guy that used to work for the NSA. And he said, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. We just say that it stands for no such agency. Well, we now all know what they're up to, don't we? And the congressmen and the senators did. That's why they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, because the CIA and the NSA in the 1960s were illegally surveilling the American public and interesting people at that time. And they said, that is wrong. That is a prescription for tyranny, for coups, because most interesting people are going to be people like the president and his transition team and so forth. So we're going to put limits on that. So they created the FISA court. Now, the only thing most people remember is the Frank Church hearing and the fact that they were holding up a heart attack gun and talking about assassinations. That was the beard that they used. And that's how they spun this whole thing, to keep the American public from looking at what the core issue was, that they were being spied on illegally by the NSA and the CIA. And so we have the NBC coming out and playing this game. Oh, well, you know, we're not looking at, look, when they look at your metadata, they can tell more about you than if they were to actually listen to your phone calls. That would be very time consuming. They don't have the technology to be able to do the data mining on your voice to that degree that they can on your metadata right now. So it is far more useful for them to look at your metadata and to make determinations about what the entire public is thinking. They want to know what the hive mind is. Oh, don't worry. They're going to, as they increase their computing power, I'm sure they will go in there and actually mine your actual conversations and your text messages. Right now, it's the metadata that's more useful to them. So that's what they're stealing. It isn't because they got any qualms about that or because they're restricted by any laws. No, they're coming for that. But I want to play for you Tucker Carlson, because as NBC came out and said, well, they're listening to his conversation. No, they're not listening to his conversation. Here's what Tucker Carlson had to say about this tyranny.
If NBC's first story was wrong, why do we assume the second is right? We really don't know what the truth is, and we have no way of knowing. In the absence of honesty from our government, we're totally dependent upon leaks for our news, and many of those are dishonest. Michael Cohen, by the way, still doesn't know why his office was raided, and his phones and email were apparently monitored by the government, because nobody in government will tell him, and they're not required to tell him. How Orwellian is that, by the way? Imagine if it happened to you. If one day armed men arrived to your office or your home and seized your phone, your computers, and your files at gunpoint, but never explained why they were doing it. And the next thing you knew, cable news anchors were calling you a criminal.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking to somebody that's in that boat right now, Roger Stone. one of the targets, one of the victims of this kind of Orwellian persecution that Tucker Carlson was just talking about. Remember, he said, in opposition to a government that is transparent, in opposition to a government that doesn't overclassify everything. And we saw this when President Trump declassified the House Intelligence Committee report. It did not reveal anything about intelligence personnel. It didn't reveal anything about methods. What it did was it revealed some very embarrassing and incriminating stuff about some agencies and some criminals who were acting. And so he declassified that. But in today's environment, as Tucker Carlson correctly pointed out, we have to depend on leaks because the government will not tell us anything. And then the question is, are those leaks honest? You know, we had leaks that came out about the NBC thing. We got leaks that came out about this and about that. And now we've got people who are quoted as unnamed sources leaking information about Roger Stone, who's going to be joining us in the next segment. And what does it mean when you have somebody like Michael Cohen, they show up, or Paul Manafort, they show up with guns and so forth. Now, Michael Cohen doesn't even know what he's charged with yet. They won't tell him. How does that fit in the Constitution? You're supposed to be informed of the charges. You're supposed to have, they're supposed to have an idea of what you have done wrong before they get a search warrant. That's the way this is supposed to work. You're supposed to be specific about the crimes. You're supposed to be specific about the places and the persons that you're going to search and why you're going to search them, what crimes you think were committed. And then you present an indictment to the people, and then they have a chance to have an open public trial of this and to call witnesses in their defense. See, we had all that stuff in the Bill of Rights because this isn't anything new. This is something that had been done by tyrants before. This has been done by the people that we rebelled against. And we said at the time, the founder said, we know exactly how these criminals, these tyrants work. And we're going to put some restraints in the supreme law of the land that's going to keep that from happening. But it isn't happening now. They're still operating with these secret courts, these star chamber courts. That's what FISA is. That's what this overclassification is. That's why you can't know what you're being charged with. And it's all anonymous leaks.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and we are in the middle of kind of a power blackout. So we're going to go real radio with you right now. We're not going to have any audio. I don't have any lights in the studio. But I think we still have the ability to talk to Roger Stone, even though I hear the uninterruptible power supply in the back beeping at me here. You can probably hear that little beeping that's going on. We're going to continue on. We're in the dark here, but we're going to try to enlighten you as to the tactics of tyranny that are happening here. Do we have Roger on the line? Okay, good. All right, let's go to Roger Stone. Roger, thank you for joining us. Again, we are in the dark, so we're just going to go with audio only. We don't have any lights here in the studio. And I wanted to get your take on this. I was just playing in the last segment, Tucker Carlson, who was saying, imagine you're in the position of Michael Cohen. He said, where you, all of a sudden you got armed guards, break in, take everything that you've got, and you don't even know what you're charged with. But now we have that happening. Of course, we've got the same people that were lying to us yesterday saying, well, you know, we said that there were phone calls that were being monitored by between Cohen and Trump, but then they said it was something else. Now they are out there saying that you are the central figure in the Mueller investigation. And, of course, this is coming from an anonymous source. That is the tactic that Tucker Carlson was coming out with. Hey, they come anonymous sources because we can't know anything, and therefore we can't challenge them. Your response to what's happening?
Well, first of all, David, there is some saving grace in our power failure because I'm having a bad hair day. So there is that. You know, I would be perplexed by this report if I didn't understand how fake news works. Rick Gates is a man who I had very limited and innocuous contact with in 2016 during the campaign. CNBC reports that we worked together in the 80s at my old lobbying firm, the legendary Black, Manafort, and Stone. I have no memory of him whatsoever. Turns out he was an intern. I don't think I ever met him in those days. The CNBC says that the special counsel, Mr. Mueller, is focused on dinners, apostrophe, dinners with an S, that between Gates and I. I believe I attended one dinner at which he was present. It was after Donald Trump swept the New York primary. The topic on the table was how to be ensure that the New York delegates that were seated in a bifurcated process were Trump supporters and not never Trumpers.
Hey, let me interject something here, Roger, because, you know, one of the things is in this CNBC article here is to say that new developments indicate that Mueller's team is interested in Stone beyond his interactions with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange during the campaign. And again, you're talking about one dinner that you had with this other individual. They sexed up the idea that you had had dinner with Julian Assange, even though you guys were thousands of miles apart because of a joke that you put into an email.
Yeah, no, this is part and parcel of the same failed fake news media narrative. You can go through this. First, it was Stone communicated with Guccifer 2.0 and he's a Russian hacker. Well, we don't know that he's a Russian hacker. That is, at minimum, unproven. And my now entirely public exchange with him on Twitter direct message is both banal and innocuous. And it takes place, I believe, almost 6 weeks after WikiLeaks has already published the DNC material, meaning collusion between the two of us would be chronologically impossible unless I owned a time machine. Then there is, well, Stone had dinner with Julian Assange, except for I provided proof that I was in Los Angeles at one of the best kosher delis on the planet, I might add. I think that time I was supposedly in London dining with the Australian publisher who is being held a virtual prisoner, at the Ecuadorian embassy.
He is an actual prisoner. He's not just a virtual prisoner. I mean, they've cut him off from everything in there. That's it. But, when we look at this, again, it's going back to the same type of stuff that Tucker was just talking about. What they're now, they now got you in the sites, and we've got NBC saying, well, we've got anonymous sources on condition of anonymity. They always do that. And they're still investigating potential collusion. They've been investigating potential collusion for a year and a half. The House Intelligence Committee says it didn't happen. But now you are at the center of the potential collusion between Moscow and President Trump.
Yeah, the whole thing is a fairy tale. The whole thing is a left-wing conspiracy theory driven by a bunch of paranoid partisans who are just want payback for the fact that they lost an election and they can't get over it. The claim that Stone predicted the hacking of John Podesta's email. And then they publish my now iconic tweet, but they edit it. I said the Podestas, the meaning John and Tony, both criminals, saying their time in the barrel would come, referring very specifically to the Panama Papers disclosures early in 2016 that exposed their shady business dealings in Russia, as extensively covered by Dr. Jerry Corsi here at InfoWars. But even the House Intelligence Committee report, David, omits the word "the" to make it appear that I was predicting the hacking of John Podesta's email, which I most definitely was not. The real question is, when will the president get fed up with this? When will he put his foot down on these criminals? When will he declare the completely rogue nature of their bogus, unconstitutional, illegal witch hunt and turn the tables? Robert Mueller delivered uranium to the Russians as part of the shady Uranium One deal. That makes him a co-conspirator. We need to remove Jeff Sessions. We need a real attorney general with guts who will be committed to the rule of law. Mueller, Comey, Rosenstein, McCabe, these men are criminals. Their criminal activities, unlike the alleged allegations against us, are easily proven. They're out there for everyone to see.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, Tucker Carlson said, and we didn't play the part of it where he said, look, if this is all about something that happened between Stormy Daniels and Trump and some kind of financial settlement, nobody in America is going to be shocked by that, and nobody cares about that except for Anderson Cooper. But what we all should care about is the violation of civil liberties and the way that we're setting up this police state that can tear down anybody with anonymous accusations. What they're doing to you right now is they're using CNBC and NBC to slander you, to do character assassination, to say you're guilty by association, and this is just part of a broader coup that the deep state has been using against people. This has been going on for a very long time, and this is what people should really be concerned about.
Well, in all honesty, it's an attempt to bankrupt me and destroy me financially. I have a few small public affairs clients. I've lost them in the last couple of weeks. My My legal fees, have surpassed $500,000, and they are projected to be as much as $1 million. I'm being sued by the Democratic National Committee in a frivolous, bogus lawsuit for which
stop
the lawyers
for a second.
Hang on, Roger. We got Alex here because we got a really strange situation here. No power,
we got
no lights.
Power and some other issues, but the engineer is not exactly here. So, but this is a good test for us. Big thunderstorms have knocked out most of the power in Austin. Trees are down everywhere. And we're trying to get this back up on this big news day, obviously, with so much happening. But stations, for some reason, our computer, during the power, even though it was plugged into backup power areas, is kicked off. So we're having to reboot it and stuff to go to commercials.
Yeah, stations, we're getting ready to go to commercial.
Stations, go to commercial when you need. We're commercial-free for right now. Back to David Knight and the Real News with Roger Stone.
All right, so we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be right back, Roger.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy to cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, welcome back. This is an interesting situation. I am doing a radio broadcast. It's real radio. We don't have any video. As a matter of fact, we don't even have any lights. I have a flashlight in my hand with which I can see a couple of the articles that we've got here. So this is a good time for us to do a commercial about storable food. You know, we've had a massive storm here, massive power outage across Austin, and our backup power has failed here as well. And this is just a reminder of how we all need to be prepared for emergencies. And that can also include your food and water. You can do that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, and you can get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter. That will provide you water as well. It's about a $200 value right there if you get the 3-month supply of food. Maybe we need to have something for emergency backup lighting here as well. But anyway, you can get that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, a couple of the other specials that we have. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. That's not going to last much longer. Also, Bod Ease, 25% off. And my favorite, Brain Force Plus, 25% off. And we have DNA Force Plus, 50% off. You can see all those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation and even pays the lighting bill when we have power delivered to the building. So again, I'm here in the dark. We're going to continue on with this. We have lost Roger Stone as well. We had him on as part of a broadcast, and we've lost that connection with Roger Stone, and we have lost the ability to play clips. So I'm going to tell you what Alan Dershowitz had to say. I wish you could see this clip, but we'll play it on Monday for you, because this is very important to see what Alan Dershowitz was saying. He went on MSNBC, and he started saying, you know, the conservatives, he said, I've argued against conservatives all of my life about their blind faith that they put in the courts, in the police system, in the Justice Department. He said, you have to understand, and he quotes the Founding Fathers, and he said, we understand that all of these institutions are run by individuals, and those individuals can be corrupt. As Madison said, you know, we have government because men are not angels, but because men are not angels, we cannot trust them to have the government without any kinds of checks and balances. So Alan Dershowitz goes on MSNBC, and he says, I do not trust the government. I do not trust judges. I do not trust prosecutors when they are zealously seeking to go after a particular target. In this case, Donald Trump or Roger Stone, as I was just talking about earlier in the previous segment. And he goes on to say, nobody would have been going after Michael Cohen if he weren't Donald Trump's lawyer. That's the reality. And they wouldn't be going after Roger Stone or Paul Manafort if they weren't connected to President Trump. As a matter of fact, in the interview, Alan Dershowitz talks about the famous quote that we see typically attributed to Stalin, bring me the man, I'll find your crime. I'll find the crime. Or show me the man, I'll find the crime. And he said it was actually Laurently Beria who told that to Stalin. He said, you can go through the federal criminal code and you can find crimes that virtually any businessman, any politician has committed. And he talks about a book that we have talked about here before, Three Felonies a Day. And in that book, the author talks about how complex our code is, how many laws we have in our code. And think about the fact that in the criminal code and the regulatory codes, we have about 80,000 pages a year added on typically to the register. And these are things, quite frankly, folks, that should scare you, because this is not even the criminal code. These are regulatory codes. And when you violate a regulatory code, they say that that is a civil violation. They treat that as a civil violation. That's the tyranny under which they enact civil asset forfeiture. When they take your car, when they take your home, when they take your business, and they don't even charge you with a crime, that's called civil asset forfeiture. They charge the inanimate object with a crime. And they say that, well, we're not charging you with a crime. We are charging the property with being an accessory to it, and we're doing it under regulatory law, so none of the protections that would give you due process, that would have them charge you with a crime before they can take your property, none of the prohibitions in the Bill of Rights that would limit them to doing things that are unreasonable, none of those things apply, so they can do whatever they wish. And so Alan Dershowitz is just talking about the criminal code that is so vast that you can have three felonies a day. And then add to that the regulatory code, where you have no presumption of innocence, you're not charged with the crime, they just take your stuff. And if you want it back, you have to sue them in court, taking a civil action, which means that you got to hire a lawyer to sue them to get your property back. Except in many cases, they take all the property that constitutes your source of income. And we see this happening, as I pointed out before, they are deeply into this in Chicago. We gave the case of a poor black man in Chicago's South Side. They took his vehicle that had, it was only $1,600 value of the vehicle, but they also took the, all of his tools for his business were locked up in it. They impounded it because he had an individual that they found a small amount of drugs on that individual in his car. They didn't allege that he had anything to do with it. They didn't charge him with a crime. And then they take the property, they shut down his source of income, and then they start to charge him for storing his car and his tools that he can't get to generate his income. This is how bad this is for the common man. But Alan Dershowitz is saying, I don't want to live in a police state. So he's going down all of this stuff. He's talking about the fact that the individual who wrote that book, Three Crimes a Day, he's a prosecutor. They used to sit around and joke and say, let's find, one individual. And I guarantee you, I can dig on this guy until I can find three felonies. If you're talking about financial stuff, it is extremely, extremely easy to find financial crimes on people. Especially when they are involved in a lot of very complicated, large business issues that are international in scope. That's why it is so dangerous for them to be able to do this to Paul Manafort, to President Trump, because they have multinational connections across lines. There are so many regulations there. Most people don't even know what all the regulations are. That's why Alan Dershowitz was saying, it is that easy to get a warrant. It's that easy to persuade a judge that you want a wiretap warrant. This simply doesn't protect American citizens, and any civil libertarian who was exposed to what's going on here today, if Hillary Clinton was the subject, we would be taking exactly the opposite position. In other words, he's telling MSNBC, you'd be very concerned about this if this is being done to Hillary. The conservatives are concerned about this because now it's happening to their guy. But if it was happening to Hillary, the conservatives would probably be cheering this on. This is why we need to rise above this blind partisanship and look at how this is going to be used, not only against our guys, our party, our politicians, but how it's going to be used against us. All of us are threatened by this. And as he is saying this, this is why I wish you could see the clip. But again, we are operating here in the dark. We have a power outage. Taken down power as far as we can tell throughout Austin. Massive storm going on here, and our power backup failed as well as we're in the middle of the broadcast. So I'm told that we still have audio that's going out. Maybe I'm just talking to myself here in an empty room in the dark, but maybe you can actually hear what's going on here. But as Alan Dershowitz, if we could play the clip for you, Alan Dershowitz is saying this, and they have a guy there at MSNBC, and he's just wagging his head, no, no. No. And then he comes back and he says, you're telling me that you can't trust the government, the judges, the courts, the prosecutors? He says, then we don't even have anything to talk about here. Folks, it's that kind of blind faith in men because of the position that they hold that is the most dangerous thing to us as individuals. The kind of blind faith in somebody because they've got a uniform, because they've got a title, because they got a position, because they are a professor at a university. They can just tell us what is going to happen, and that takes on the mantle of authority. We're not allowed to see the data that they're basing their decisions on. This, I'm talking about climate change now, but it applies to everything. This blind faith in authority, that is the most dangerous thing that can happen. And to excuse wrongdoing by these individuals because they said, well, I was just following orders. Again, that was not an excuse in Nuremberg for the Nazis that were involved in it. It should not be an excuse for anyone. Robert Mueller has now requested 70 blank subpoenas. Again, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. These are blank subpoenas that they say are related to the bank fraud charges that have been filed against Paul Manafort.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s,
Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, we're back. We don't have any bumper music. We don't have any lights. I'm here in the dark with a flashlight, and hopefully you can hear me as we're going through this. I'm going to talk about what's going on with immigration. Because as we all know, Brexit and everywhere else, the issue is to destroy national sovereignty, local control over government. It is a global issue. We have George Soros and others involved in this. But how is it working out everywhere? Well, not too well. We have migrants issuing an ultimatum and forcefully preventing German police from deporting asylum seekers. We have the Swedish party leader saying that multiculturalism is a total failure. And he wants to reconsider all resident permits that have been issued since the year 2000. As a matter of fact, kind of echoing the alternative for Deutschland, alternative for Germany, is the AFS, alternative for Sweden. And the question comes down to, if we cannot control our borders, and if we cannot control not only who is coming in, are we going to let in drug cartels? Are we going to let in MS-13? How many people are we going to let in? Brazil is talking about an invasion from Venezuela because of the economic issues that are happening there. China has been very harsh on North Korean economic refugees who have been flooding into their country. We had, as things were looking even more difficult for North Korea in the wake of sanctions that were enacted a few months ago, we had both the Chinese and the Russians move their military to the border to prevent a massive invasion of economic refugees. Why is that not happening here in America? Why isn't it? Don't we have the world's largest defense budget? Why is it that with the world's largest defense budget, we don't have the will to defend our budget, our border? Why is it? We have Texas and other states that are calling for a halt to the Dreamer program. Well, there is no such thing as a Dreamer program. That was what Politico calls it. That's the headline I just read to you from Politico. It is actually the DACA memo. The memo from a Homeland Security Secretary says we're going to delay enforcement of the law. We're going to delay enforcement of the border. And then they maintain that the current Homeland Secretary cannot enforce the law and the border, that this current president cannot maintain it. And so I'm glad that they're challenging this idea. But it isn't going to, it isn't something that you can argue in court. The absurd premise that an executive order or a memo from a previous administration cannot be undone by the current administration. That is the essence of what we're talking about here. There's never been a Dream Act that has made it through Congress. There is no dream law. There are no dreamers. And the deferred action doesn't have to be deferred by this administration. It was a previous administration that deferred it. Quite frankly, if you wanted to challenge something in court, you should have challenged the legality of that. And we did have some attorneys general who challenged the legality of that. But how is this looking? Well, you know, we had the caravan make it to the border. And the first thing we heard on Tuesday was that there were over 50 caravan migrants that had sought asylum and they were allowed in. And then the next day, on Wednesday, we see that there's dozens more that have come in. Actually, that was Wednesday and then yesterday that we saw the dozens more that have come in. So now it's gone. First day it was 8 that made it through. And they said, oh, don't worry. We have arrested some other people who did it. But then it went from 8 to 50. Then yesterday it was 158. Now there are another 62 migrants. In other words, there's only about 200 that made it there. They were up to 1,500 at one point in time. Some of them disbanded and said, you know, it's going to be a little bit too obvious for us to all come across at the same time. So let's have, some of us aren't going to go together en masse. So only about 200 of them decided that they would cross en masse. But as we pointed out, the number of people that were coming across was roughly equivalent to the entire caravan at 1,500 people. That number of people, the entire original caravan, was what is coming across the border unvetted, uncontrolled on a daily basis. And this isn't something that works out well even for the economic immigrants who are coming in that are peaceful, that aren't criminals, because the criminals can follow them through. As I point out many times, the people who are fleeing MS-13 and violence in El Salvador, they go all the way up to Long Island, New York, and they're followed by MS-13. And in the schools, MS-13 brutally murders and mutilates their children. And the father says, I thought we were getting away from this. Well, you can't get away from it if there is no control of the border. That's why it is imperative and it is a delegated. We have so many things that the federal government does all the time. They don't have any authorization. They don't have any constitutional power for. But this is delegated. It is authorized. And it is the responsibility of this president and this Justice Department and this military to protect our borders from invasion by drug cartels, from invasion by terrorists, and from economic invasion. I mean, the Chinese and the Russians can mass their military at the border to keep themselves from being invaded by military refugees. Why is it that America doesn't have the will or the backbone to do that? Why is it that President Trump can't stand up to the judiciary and said, well, you filed your little lawsuit here, federal judge, but let's see you enforce it. They don't have any power to do this. And it isn't something we should even be arguing about. This is an existential issue to the United States. And yet what we have seen is that with the talk from President Trump saying that, oh, we got to do something with these DACA people are great, we have seen illegal immigration surge 230% in April. 230%. And as we have a representative from the Border Patrol say. He said in 2017, due to the rhetoric from President Trump, we had fewer apprehensions than any year in the past 45 years. People believed that if they crossed the border illegally, they would be held until their deportation hearing. But he said that didn't end up happening. And so smugglers quickly realized that everything was status quo. See, the problem is that if you think that it's 4D chess to say, I want to help these DACA people, whether that is President Trump's intention or not, if you start talking down enforcing the law, and then you don't enforce the law either, people very quickly understand that you don't mean any of this. They really thought that President Trump was going to enforce the border. The people who voted for President Trump thought that. The people who were in other countries who were coming across illegally thought that. The smugglers thought that. Border Patrol probably thought that as well, but then nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened. So we're seeing a 230% increase. We're seeing the Obama effect because we're talking about how wonderful it is to have people come across en masse without having any control of our border. This is a national defense issue. The wall could be built out of it. The troops could be brought home, but we can't even be allowed to talk about bringing not just 2,000 troops home from Syria, but now we have the Pentagon out there saying, well, we got 30,000 soldiers stationed for the last 70 years in South Korea. We're not going to bring them home either, even if we have a peace agreement. And you got John Bolton talking about how, we're going to have the model that we had for Libya. He's deliberately trying to sabotage any peace talks. And I don't know. We're not going to be allowed to bring the troops home one way or the other, say the individuals who are there. All right, just a couple of other things in the news that are here. I find it interesting that we finally have the Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the people who do the Oscars. They have now expelled Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski from membership. Roman Polanski has been on the run from American authorities for 40 years for rape, for underage rape, for pedophilia, and so forth. And this is a guy, by the way, who Harvey Weinstein wrote a couple of years ago, oh, we need to do what we can to bring Harvey Weinstein, you know, as he was still the friend of Oprah and Hillary. Harvey Weinstein was saying, Roman Polanski has suffered enough. He has been true to his art. We need to just say, all right, he's been abroad, doing whatever he wants, making movies, betting starlets or whatever he's been doing abroad. So that's enough punishment. I mean, he had a much, tell you somebody who's being punished, and that's Julian Assange. But Roman Polanski was not being punished. But Harvey Weinstein and his political friends wanted to do what they could to bring him in. But now they have decided, because of Bill Cosby and partially because of Harvey Weinstein, they've decided that he is now persona non grata at the Oscars, which presumably means that both Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski will no longer be able to vote for the best picture. Maybe we'll get some better quality stuff out of Hollywood. Nah, don't hold your breath. I don't think that's really going to happen. As we look at what is coming across in the future, in terms of the way that they are pushing the culture. I mean, just take a look at what happened with Boy Scouts of America yesterday. And I had somebody send me an article, or actually sent me an email and said, well, you completely lied to everybody. They're going to have separate troops for girls and boys within the Boy Scout. Well, they've had co-ed programs for a couple of years. But I said, if you don't really understand that this is a war on men, if you don't understand that this is a war on masculinity, if you don't understand that this is something that is broader than the Boy Scouts of America, it involves our government schools, it involves the Department of Education, it involves the bathroom bills that are being shoved down everybody's throats, it involves things like Rex Tillerson.